Okay, everybody. So we are always, I feel like, asking people to write
Write in.
us.
Yeah. And we thank people for their
We
shout-outs.
do, and we don't bullshit you. So if you write us enough and you ask enough questions, guess what? We're going to bring you on as a guest. And that's exactly what's happening today. So without further ado, hey everyone, I'm Amber.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is Art Beauty, the real truth
about the fake shit.
Okay, so today we have our first listener guest. Guest listener? How would we say that?
I guess listener sounds good to me. No, that sounds great.
So we have Jean here, Jean from Arkansas. But Jean, you don't live in Arkansas right
I
now,
do not.
right?
No, I used to, born and raised from the soil of the earth down in the south, but I'm in New York now. I have been for the past year. And I've been listening to y'all's podcast. I'm a big fan, and like you said, you wanted us to reach out to you, and I have, and I've been trying to get on, and I can't believe I'm in some kind of weird fantasy land right now, guys, because I'm in the room with you.
Well, you had asked a few times. You're like, I would love to ask Ryan this. I want to ask Ryan this. And I figured, you know what? If you are having these questions that you want to ask Ryan, because a lot of the times we go out to other experts, but let's be real, Ryan, you are an expert in your own right. So I said, why not? If you're having these questions, other people probably are having these questions. Let's just make the magic happen.
And when I'm in more casual spaces like dinner parties or fundraisers or whatever, I always have the one, the Jean.
Yeah.
That's
He's like,
like,
we're out there, man.
hey, can I ask? You know, it's the
Yeah.
cutest thing.
You did this. Let's talk about it. So
Yeah, one of the things that I wanted to come on and talk about, I have an endless fascination with hair, and I think, you know, a lot of people in the mainstream think of that as like a exclusively woman's fascination or interest, but it affects so many guys, specifically hair loss and what you can do about it, what options you have available. And I think when you ask the random guy on the street what their options are, they'd say, hair plugs. It's like, bro, they haven't done hair plugs in like 20 years. Okay. They might have some loose idea of like what Rogaine is, sort of, but this is like such a great opportunity to talk to Ryan because he's done it and he looks amazing. Like you can't see.
Oh, thank
He has this
you.
immaculate head of hair and it's thick and luscious. So I want to like pick his brain and know like what's it really like to go through this journey that you went on, and you went to the abyss and you've come back.
Oh my God.
With an amazing hairline.
Thank you
Yeah.
very
So my
much.
question, Ryan, is when did you start noticing hair is going away?
You know, I was born with a larger forehead. When I was a like in grade school, like kids would make fun of me, and my nickname was Forehead.
Five head?
Five, yeah, whatever. Eight
Five
head,
head?
whatevs. So I was always, always
Self-conscious.
self-conscious because it just was like the thing I got picked on about. So looking back, I've always kind of had an eye on it. The funny karma of the story is when my brother went away to boarding school when we were like, you know, he was a teenager. I used to like, you know, the whole like, I'm like the president, but I'm also a client, like the Cy Sperling hair club for men. I used to sign my brother up for that over the phone and send it to his boarding school, like
Oh
to
my
the like
gosh.
dorms of
Like
the
just to
board,
be a
just to be a
jerk?
jerk. I was such a
Oh.
bad younger
Oh,
brother.
karma is a
So
biatch.
here I am,
Right.
needing to get it done many years later. So I would say honestly, 26 is when I started taking Propecia. For the
Right.
first time, I wanted to stop my male pattern baldness, so I chose to take Propecia with my doctor. And then I started to notice I went blonde, and I was platinum blonde for a very long time. And once I was 30, I between the color and stress in my life, probably diet, I opened a business, all the things. I probably lost about 40% of my hair by the time from
Yo.
26 to 30. It just
Wow.
was what it was. And listen, I knew all the tips and tricks to make it look 10 times better,
Right,
and
right.
I could create the facade.
Right.
But at the end of the day, when I was stepped out of the shower and it was me in the mirror, I was like, okie dokie, I can see my scalp. And then I did reality TV like a fool. And when you are on that forefront of like everyone's opinion, mm-hmm. it was like, you know, well, if he's that successful, then why does his hair look like that? Ugh. So then that was like the final straw for me. Right, I let the bullies get to me. So I didn't care what it cost. All I cared about is that it looked right. Mm. So I did my due diligence over the course of like 3 years.
Right.
The first person I ever talked to was the doctor I chose. And at the time, Dr. Ziering only had an office in Beverly Hills, and we Skyped. And, you know, it was, and I knew right away. I like, my gut intuition was like, this is the guy I love. But, you know, I probably interviewed another four, realizing, okay, for me to do this the way that I want to do it, it's going to be expensive. Mm-hmm. So let me do everything I can over the counter to get the best result from the over-the-counter treatments to then go into my surgery while I save for it.
Okay, so for the people listening at home, as far as hair transplant surgeries, I think they don't know what the heck that is.
Yeah.
What does that even mean? Mm-hmm. Hair mm-hmm. transplant, what? Like I said, I think
I didn't either.
Right.
But what they do is they take hair from your donor area, which is the back of your head and mm-hmm. the deep sides, which is where we have the most hair. And they take that hair and they bring it and create the front hairline. They reposition the hair and almost plant it like spring bulbs.
And yeah, I mean, yeah, I filmed him getting this procedure.
Oh,
yes.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was in the room and they do, it looks like taking almost like a hole puncher, mm-hmm. if you will, around, you know, the few sprigs of hair mm-hmm. and literally transplanting them then into, actually they remove the hair and the follicle. So in the room, somebody's like doing the hole punching into the head, and then there's a team on the side
looking
through microscopes, pulling out the follicles, which they then puncture back into the front of your hair. It's
so. How did you pick like the procedure that you were going to get? Because like what Amber's alluding to, the FUE, mm-hmm. the hole punching procedure versus
FUT. So FUT is when they take a section of the back of your head. They mm-hmm. literally cut. In some main cases, like, you know, square-ish shape. And then the result from that can be, the guarantee is a little higher, the percentage of follicles that stay in the transplant is a little higher.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want a scar at 20, right. What was I? No, I was like 32 when I started.
I want to ask you this. So when they're taking a square out of the back of your head.
They pinch it together and stitch it.
Okay, that's what I'm wondering.
And,
like how.
And yeah. It's beautifully done.
Right.
And I'm sure the scar is super minimal.
Right.
But what if I want to wear a high and tight, line. Like barbershop cut? Like, what if I'm trying to, like, you know, live my best life and change my look?
Right.
I don't want to be limited. I'm going to spend all this money to transplant my hair. Like, I don't want to have to dodge a scar now. Mm-hmm. And I'm saving those scars for that facelift. Yeah. So, anyway, I went with the FUE.
Okay, okay.
And the reason why I loved the Dr. Ziering's technique is because he used the artist robot. Mm-hmm. And that at the time was like the best of the best technology. And no, there's no visible scarring in the back of my head. I can wear my hair as low as I want. You won't be able to like tell.
Mm-hmm.
And because of his artistry, because you know, similar to Amber, right, on Real Self, as we send each other these before and after pictures and we're judging. We're not judging, like, the way people look, but we're judging the technique and we're judging how natural the after is. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Ziering's hairline has a flow and the way that he punctured and the way that he chose the hair follicle and the way that it grew out of it, out of the follicle, whether it... I had wavy hair, so if my wave went to the right, if my wave went to the left, he literally, down to that detail, chose how my hairline was going to flow.
Wow, so there's a lot of, like, artistry involved.
No, it's like 90% artistry. Yeah. Like, it's when it comes to the hairline, which is what, when you look me in the eye and then you look up at my hairline, and you looked at back in the day, you saw those rows of corn, mm-hmm. aka hair plugs, mm-hmm. like, that is the biggest fear.
Right.
And his artistry and his technique, you do not get that result.
Mm-hmm. So how long were you like down for the count?
Well, I mean, I'm a hairstylist, so it was easier for me to tell my clients about it and live openly, because then I could talk about it with them.
Right, okay.
Like, you know, it was just transparency. So I cut my hair short, really, really short in the back before I did the procedure for about 2 months. So like I changed my look. And then, yeah, it once I looked like I had a weird haircut for about a week and then everything grew back in.
Well, that's the magic with like FUE is that you don't have, you're not down, you know, for weeks with a big bloody scar in the back of your head.
Now I don't want to say FUE is a terrible procedure. It really makes sense for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I had a client that I recommended. She was 65.
Yeah.
And that's the technique that she went with. She had longer hair in the back. She was a female. And then if I do this one more time, I'm going to have to do that.
Because you've now used...
I've now done two treatments of FUE.
Oh, okay. That's what they always say. Like the first one you get and you're like, oh, I got to get another one. Like,
always.
You want density, right?
Yeah, okay. You're addicted.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And the thought of, oh, you could put more in here? Done. Sign me up. So now I'm pretty sure I've maxed out. So I would have to go, you know, the FUT.
Right. To get more, you've harvested so much.
I have to ask you, though, because you have a very luscious head of hair.
Yeah, what's nice the obsession?
But what is the, is it that, does it run genetically in your family?
Balding? Well, I mean, to a certain extent, I think most guys are going to have, you know, quite a bit of balding somewhere in their family tree, whether it's their dad or their brothers or their grandparents. But yeah, at 20, I noticed like the corners started going back. I mean, yeah. Ryan's nodding like he gets it. And then you're like freaking out because as guys, you don't know how much it's going to go. Like, right. When is it going to stop? Some guys, it'll go right here and then freeze. Others, it just keeps going. And then, you know, the hooks connect. And then, you know, the front goes. And then the bald spot connects to the front. And then the whole thing is gone.
So why not try things that will stop that?
Buddy, I'm already there. I've been on Propecia, like you mentioned. I think also when I was 26. So we had, like, we're living the same life, man. I did the same thing, like researching frantically. How can I stop this? What can I do over the counter? And yeah, I was on finasteride, still am every day, and it's working, it's holding. So, but I'm such an advocate for it now that I want everyone to know what you can do. Like the,
yeah,
you know, my
for sure.
friends.
Yes, absolutely.
So, using this as an avenue.
Because one of the things that you said at first, you're like, I think guys don't really think or know about this, but I think that men definitely, I mean, any guy I've ever talked to, when you get down to it, is like, oh, I'm so conscious of my hair loss and I just don't know what to do. Yeah. And I don't know where to ask. So I love that we are addressing this so that we can have a platform for
absolutely,
this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, another question for Ryan. Rogaine. Did you ever mess around with Rogaine? Did you have any success with it?
Rogaine or any form of minoxidil.
Right.
So I started with Rogaine foam.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever the technology and the ingredients to create the foam, I just had a bad reaction to the foam. So I went right to the classic liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And it was perfect. I literally, like, the yarmulke in the back of my head, like, that was going too. And that came right back in like 4 months.
Wow.
When I added the Propecia, the Viviscal Pro, which we'll talk about that in a little bit, and the minoxidil, not before surgery, I got 20% of my hair back from those three things.
That's wild.
So I walked into surgery a lot better than when I did, like, sat in my consult.
Mm-hmm.
And when Dr. Ziering started my procedure and they started to remove my hair follicles from the back, he knew right away. He goes, you didn't miss a day of that Viviscal, did you? Your follicles are so thick. I'm so excited. This is going to make my results so much better.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I mess around with Rogaine and I had this similar reaction that you did. Like, I was like itchy sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, you'd get like contact dermatitis from the alcohol that they use to like stabilize the solution or whatever. But, yeah, applying it twice a day can be a pain in the neck, and then it's kind of like greasy and things. But
so I've recently been looking into a company called Hims, and it's a very discreet. This is not an ad, by the way.
Right, I know. I've seen that on the subway.
But they have great marketing,
yeah,
because it's, you know, it's the Rogaine, it's the Propecia, but a lot of guys fear that they won't get an erection because that's the one main side effect from Propecia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a friend that had that side effect, when we started this journey together and we were realizing we were both losing hair very quickly, he decided to not do anything.
Wow.
He no longer has hair.
Happen to know how many people that...
It's a small percentage.
Okay.
But guess what? You can take Viagra or Cialis. And right. Hims will also send you discreetly that situation with the box right. of minoxidil, Propecia. Mm-hmm.
And the Viagra.
And the Viagra or the Cialis and a little biotin gummies, what have you. They have like a whole slew of things that you can order, which is really, really great because then it just comes once a month and you don't even need to, like, you talk to the doctor once, sign up, and it's very inexpensive.
Mm-hmm. Have you taken biotin supplements?
Off and on, yeah, like when you first start.
You have to be consistent.
See, yeah. I haven't like
but
totally.
You're consistent with your Propecia.
I am. I have never missed a day in like, you know, however many years it's been. But yeah, when you're doing your initial research, you're like, oh, biotin, saw palmetto and pumpkin seed extract and all these things. But no, I haven't. Maybe biotin's on the next.
Yeah, you weren't originally believing the hype. I've taken biotin too. I feel like it is not only do I see it with the hair, also the nails.
Really?
And my eyelashes.
And the eyelashes. Mm-hmm. Oh, which is good for anybody out there who's done eyelash extensions. Oh, just destroyed your lashes. Now, minoxidil is similar because I do Latisse for my lashes.
I was just going to bring that up. Yeah.
Yeah. Latisse. So Latisse is wonderful. But what Latisse does, to break it down, is it basically extends your eyelash cycle, which is normally every 4 weeks your lashes will fall out. And that's the normal life cycle of an eyelash hair. What Latisse does is it extends it from 4 weeks to 6 or 7 weeks. And that extra 2 weeks allows them to look longer and thicker and more lush. But really, it's just extending the hair cycle length. Mm-hmm. Is that similar to minoxidil?
No.
No. Okay.
Minoxidil is clinically proven to regrow hair. Dormant hair, when hair goes dormant, it's sleeping.
Yeah.
And it needs to wake up.
Right.
So it will wake that hair up and it won't stay dormant for as long.
So it's actually having like an action on the follicle itself, on the dormant hair. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ryan, you mentioned Viviscal. I will admit I am not an expert on Viviscal. You're saying you've taken it pretty consistently for some time.
About 5 years.
5 years. Mm-hmm. So what exactly is, I know it's like some sort of vitamin formulation, right?
Sure, there's biotin in it.
Okay.
And it's a patented amino mar complex. Okay, so they had done this study in a specific town in Alaska. And they realized that everyone in the town had the most insanely thick, long, lush of hair. And then they realized it was their diet. It was the type of fish that they ate from that town. Mm. Oh. Technically shark. Baby. It's technically shark. So
baby
they're,
shark?
I don't know. I really just said that.
Sorry. I couldn't help it.
Couldn't help it.
Okay.
So there is shark meat in Viviscal. Professional.
Oh.
There's several levels of Viviscal. Gross. Mm-hmm. Several levels of Viviscal. You can go to CVS and get the over-the-counter for like $12.99. It has half the active ingredient. You can get the men's version, which has flax in it. I don't fucking buy into that. So I know because I've worked with a company now, because mm-hmm. I banged on the door and was like, I love you. Can I work together? And then I've learned so much is that the Viviscal Professional has doubled the active ingredient.
Okay.
And that they make, you know, that you can buy in doctor's offices and salons.
Okay. So that's the one. If you're going to do it, you got to do it.
Yes.
Got
to
go
all out.
Okay.
What is the price point on that? You've been trying to get me to do this for years. And
I just
finally just
samples.
Said, mm-hmm, he did bring me samples. Oh. Yahoo. So, but what, it's expensive. 80
it
bucks?
It is expensive. I think it's 90.
90 bucks?
And it's for twice a day.
90 bucks twice a day for how long? Like, what is it, a month?
It's the never ending
story. Forever, right?
It's the never ending story. But how much for 90 bucks am I getting?
A month.
Okay.
But if you buy a 3 month pack, it's cheaper.
And now, is this something that you, because you actually worked with the company?
And I take it.
Is it something that you are like buy at a reputable salon? Like, let's not be getting this on Amazon.
No, you can't anymore.
Okay.
They have figured it out.
Oh, good. Because I hate
you
that.
Have to get it from a certified place. Like, okay. I just had to send in all new paperwork in order to order it. Because, you know, technically I own a business and had a salon and the whole thing. So I'm in the system. But they were like, we need you to, you know, they are cracking down.
Okay.
Which is great. So if you are able to buy Viviscal Professional on Amazon, it's not real.
Yeah. Which is important to know.
Huge. No, I'm totally ignorant on this. You got to help me out with the Amazon stuff here.
There's a lot of stuff that's counterfeit. And you have to just be really careful.
Okay.
Yeah. And Amazon's making a huge push right now. I actually filed a claim from somebody that was from the Philips toothbrush, the Sonicare. Mm-hmm. And I was buying toothbrush heads. And when I went and I only bought one pack off of Amazon. And I was like, this is not the real heads. And, you know, it looks like it's coming from Philips Sonicare. And now they're really asking the companies to crack down on that themselves, which they should, right? Because you don't want, because otherwise I get a product and I think, wow, Sonicare's really gone downhill.
Uh-huh.
But that's not the case. It's that this counterfeit's coming on. But now as a consumer, if you happen to know that you buy a product and you know, this is counterfeit, I can tell when I'm holding the real product next to it, you can start to file claims for that.
Oh, okay. Well, now I have something else to be paranoid about when I'm drunkenly shopping on Amazon.
But it's not to be paranoid about it. It's just, I would say, be a smart consumer. If it's too good to be true,
right,
then it probably is. And for products that have some sort of a clinical backing to them, I would just read the reviews, because consumers now are smart. So when you start to read into it and people are like, this is fake, this is a scam.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good chance that it might be fake or a scam.
Okay. I was going to ask you, Ryan, shampoos. Mm-hmm. Is there like hair loss shampoos that you've ever messed around with or tested anything with active? Like topical finasteride is something that I've read about that might be beneficial. I don't know.
You know, Hims has a shampoo that I just tried and I enjoy it. I also love the Viviscal.
Yeah.
Bendethic. It's very good.
Tell me everything.
You had me buy it for Tom.
I did.
Mm-hmm. We were so happy. I was like, oh, he's graduating from Pantene.
So when you buy expensive products that say this is going to thicken your hair,
right,
it's really coating like a little tiny coat on every single strand, which if you're trying to salvage, that's not the way to do it.
Okay.
So you want to build the protein. You want to build the protein and you can have a protein coat, which is not most high-end shampoos, thickening shampoos.
Okay.
So you have to go with a company whose base is to regrow your hair, my opinion.
Right, which would be Viviscal.
Viviscal.
Okay. I just want to say this because I was in Bed Bath & Beyond, and I'm texting you saying, is this okay? It was one of the very mass market brands. I won't call them out. But you were like, no. And then I saw a Viviscal, and you were like, go for the... There's like a more expensive one. Maybe it was 20. Do you remember? Because you're like, there was one that was a less expensive.
Right.
And then there was one that was more expensive. And you're like, get the more expensive one.
Because there's a reason.
There was a reason. It was like the Viviscal Pro. That said, if you buy it at Bed Bath & Beyond, you can get 20% off.
And if you don't like it, you can return it. No issue.
Oh, I love that about Bed Bath & Beyond.
Bed Bath & Beyond is so great.
Because honestly, though, like...
Do you not shop at Bed Bath?
Oh, all the time.
I mean, people... Oh, no. We're not sponsored by them.
Oh, I thought we were doing a bit here.
No. We're not doing a bit. We just love Bed Bath & Beyond. You can legit bring an 8-year-old used frying pan and say, something's scratching off of this. And they're like, sure, we'll take it back.
They're down.
Go get a new one.
Yeah, there's one on, 62nd or 3rd and 1st.
Yeah.
And it's like 5 stories. It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like that in my whole life.
I love Bed Bath. Oh, yeah, the one on 63rd.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you like go down 8
times. Yeah, and it just keeps, it's unbelievable.
The only thing with that one is when I walk in, like the second I walk in, it's so fragranced that it's like,
oh, it like throws you off.
But no, this is not a sponsorship for any of the products we're discussing right now.
It's just the real truth about the fake shit.
Amen. There it is.
Because I was like, my husband wants some better shampoo and... And you were like, get the more expensive Viviscal. It was in the pink tube.
Reddish. Pink.
But I was like, God damn it. Like now his shampoo is almost as expensive as mine.
Do we want to get into it? No, let's leave that.
Well, no, let's not. But anywho, neither here nor there, you can save 20% on with your coupon. Okay.
Okay.
Next, moving right along.
Let's see. What else? I mean, I could keep going. But in terms of shampoo, to put a pin in that. You want to go for the high-end stuff.
And I love Nioxin.
Nioxin.
There's a few different lines within the Nioxin, but stick to the scalp.
Okay.
If you have a clean scalp, your hair is going to grow amazing.
Oh yeah, that's the other thing that people don't realize. If you're not shampooing enough, right? Yeah. Or
dandruff cleaning, and build up and
that it's
gross.
Actually just blocking the hair follicle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I've also heard, like, I'm gonna again show my ignorance here, but that's what I'm here for, America, is to be the voice of ignorance so that we can all learn together. I hear, like, you know, women talk a lot like how they only shampoo their hair like once every other day or once
every 3 days.
3 days. Mm-hmm. What's going on with that? Can we talk about that?
Well, men, as men, we run hot. Right?
Okay, right.
So we sweat differently.
Different oils, different greases.
Those girls, they're not working out, and not washing their hair.
Okay.
Don't admit that.
You know.
I mean, like Soul Cycle and not washing your hair?
No. You can't do spin class.
Right.
Yeah.
But you could go like, yeah, there's levels to the filth.
I'm a dirty birdie lazy girl. Let's just call it out here. That's why I have you in my life. But yes. Not washing it enough, though, can be problematic.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when they say they're not washing it, are they conditioning it? Or are they just like straight up just rinsing it out with the shower head?
Sometimes just throwing it up in a shower cap.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
Is what I do.
Filthy.
I know. I've always wondered, like, really? You're not shampooing? Why not?
Pigs.
Well, but you know what, though? Because I talk about this with my husband all the time. He has to shampoo every day.
Yeah.
I can get a blowout. I mean, let's be honest. It's not going to be great after 3 days. But it's okay. I think at day four, it's like,
yeah, and I just
you're looking horrified.
No, I'm.
Do you get to day four?
I do.
Oh, no.
I do. I do not give a F, okay?
Okay. But the smell.
Oh, it doesn't smell. You know what, though? It doesn't smell.
Okay.
In my head, it doesn't smell. A dry shampoo.
Okay.
Like when you spray Glade. Like when someone bombs a bathroom and sprays Glade and it smells like flowery. Mm.
Someone's got to explain dry shampoo to me.
Sorry, husband.
Dry shampoo is a spray. It's a spray powdery texture grit that will absorb the oils.
Okay.
And it originated from hospitals, from nurses, actually, when patients were bedridden and they couldn't get them into the shower. Mm-hmm. It just helps soften that funk that comes from your scalp.
Listen, you know what? Ladies out there, everybody can be laughing, but you know you exist out there because I talk to you. And 3 days is like...
Not enough?
Is so horrified right now.
I'm absolutely disgusted right now.
I know. Listen, sometimes getting out of bed it's a miracle. Okay, moving right along. I'm dirty. 3 days. You should be washing it how often? Every other day? Every 2 days?
Well, for guys, though, Ryan's saying every day, right?
You can go every other day. And if you worked out as a man and it's not time to wash your hair, you can rinse and condition and rinse that. Conditioner actually has a little bit of cleansing agent in it, and it will remove the smell and the sweat, but not strip the natural oil from your scalp.
And that the natural oil, that's what causes like the shine, right? That's what you want.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
But not too much of it. You want to be shiny. You want to be dewy, not ooey.
Dewy, not ooey. Oh, I like you. Guys need t-shirts to say that. Be dewy, not ooey. Art beauty.
I mean, yeah, well. Or just be dirty, greasy girl like Amber. Okay.
God bless America.
God bless America.
Can I just say what a treat it is to be sitting here with you?
Oh, goodness.
This is so, like, you guys are so much fun. Like, I wish the people at home could hear, like, how nice you were before the mics were on. We were just, like, sitting here just chatting about nothing, and it was fun. So, I don't know.
Thank you.
Really nice and sweet. So.
Well, it's been really nice and sweet to have you on.
Thank you, Amber.
Do you feel like you got all your questions answered?
I mean, in all honesty, no. I could talk to Ryan for freaking years about this shit. Like, every time he keeps talking, I'm like, God damn, I need more. I need, like, a book. I need to sit here and take notes.
Oh.
Like, he knows. Every time I keep bringing up a question, I can see that there's, like, layers of knowledge that go back. There's, like, an encyclopedia of every question.
Yeah, it's called my mental illness.
I know.
We're just vain as fuck.
It will take weeks to, like, extract all the stuff that's in his head. And I'm like, no one wants to hear this shit. I mean, like, you know, just endlessly riffing about these, you know, hair vitamins and shampoo things. But,
well, because if you care about it, though, you're not alone. And
you're
that's what we
alone.
Know in
right.
the world.
And
right?
I know
so
for sure.
We know that.
When we had the conversation, I was like, absolutely. Let's talk.
Yeah,
because
man.
I have this conversation secretly with men. And discreetly, out of respect.
Right.
And it's all good. From Uber drivers to, you know, Uncle Tony in the back at the wedding. Like, yeah. I'm always having it. So I'm happy.
Hey, do you know this stuff?
Yeah, I got a guy. Mm-hmm. I need some help with my hair.
Well, okay. What I'm going to wrap up on is, if you're home, if you have questions, write to us. Because you know what? If you're having these questions, there's a good chance out there that somebody else is, and you'll see we don't bite. We actually get things done. We get the answers answered. So you can always write to us, hello@artbeautypodcast.com. You can find us on Instagram, Art Beauty Podcast. You can find us, you can troll us on Twitter, because we ain't going to answer you.
We ain't twatting back.
That's Art Beauty Podcast. No tea. Why is that, Ryan?
Because we're going to see you next Tuesday.
Bye.